morning. Good morning. I know we all listen for the sound of the bell, but the secret is you can only really hear it well in my office, and we all won't fit in there. So we welcome you this morning to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time in worship, we are glad that you are here. And a few ways that you can learn more about what's happening here at Gates Presbyterian Church is to read over your bulletin. There's a great list of calendar and announcements in there. And if you have any questions about those worship and fellowship mission opportunities, there'll be an elder standing at the communion table after worship to receive those questions. And also, today we are having a conversation at 1 o'clock for anyone who has questions about membership here at GPC. So if you are looking to learn more or possibly become a member, please join us in the adult lounge at 1 o'clock today. And anyone who is interested, the elder that will be standing at the communion table, if you would please let them know that you'll be there so we can know how many to plan for this afternoon. We have a few announcements this morning. We'll get started with Carol Ann.
Junior and senior highs, tonight is the haunted hayride, so the weather's going to be beautiful. So everybody show up.
All right, this is your weekly ham dinner update. There's only one more to come. We need a lot of workers. The sign-up sheets, if you don't know where they are on the wall in the hallway between Melissa's office and the library. It is okay. One of the things that is not on your yellow sheet that's inside the bulletin that looks like this is that I need about 10 people who can warm meat on Saturday afternoon and then just bring it here warmed. The other thing is for help in the kitchen in the Saturday morning, I really don't think we want June Hungerford to have to peel 300 potatoes by herself, or 300 pounds of potatoes. And she was, last time I looked, she was the only person signed up to work in the kitchen. So please give us a hand, get your names on those lists. Thank you.
Last week, I stood up here and asked for donations for St. Joseph's, and once again, you all came through. Thank you very much. Just a quick report on how the day went. Yesterday, there was times it was not fit for man or beast to be outside, but in those kind of times, there are people that are outside without a shelter, and many of those people came to St. Joseph's. And we are very lucky to be able to put a nice big plate of GPC goulash in front of them, and they appreciated it, and they told us so. So thank you very much. This has been close to 30 years that we've been supporting St. Joseph's, and it still is appreciated a great deal. Thank you all.
First Saturday in November.
Thank you. This is an invitation for all of you, even the men, which I love. How many of you here are members of this church? Put your hand up. Awesome. All of you, we will see you then, and thank you because it's all our church. Awesome.
Frona also wants to make sure that those who are non-members, including myself, are there too. So you're very welcome, Frona. Are there any other announcements this morning? Friends, then let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our whole entire selves to worship our holy God.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Though there are rulers, presidents, kings, queens, God is the Lord of all life. God requires our faithfulness and our service. Come, let us worship the Lord who is always with us. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of confession as found in your bulletins this morning. Great lover of justice, hear our prayers. Called to treat all people equally, we take sides and pick favorites, chosen to be your children. We arrogantly assume others are not so honored. Challenged to be an example of faith, we reveal our worst natures to our families and friends. Forgive us, giver of rest. Enable us to stop putting you to the test so we can open our hypocritical hearts to the healing touch of compassion. Oh, as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has given all for us, may we give ourselves to your confidently, completely, faithfully. Let us now take a moment for our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Hear the good news. The one who created goodness and beauty is also the one who shows no partiality, but offers grace and peace to all. God has heard our prayers and done the very thing we asked. Forgiven us, healed us, restored us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Children forward. Good morning. I am so glad to see each one of you. You know, on the day we're born, we're given something very special by our mothers and our fathers. It's something we keep for our whole life. Does anybody know what that would be? Can you imagine? God, yes. We're giving God from way before we were even born. But what else? That's a good answer. Love, that's a good answer. It's maybe a little more concrete. That's exactly right. Your name. You're given your name on the day you're born. And you keep it your whole life long. On the day I was born, my mother and father named me Carol Ann. Was two names, first name and a middle name, and they wanted people to call me both. And so for the most part, people have done that, although sometimes it's a struggle to remind them that it's two names, not just one. So what are some of your names? Wait a minute, I want you to say it in the microphone. Who said it?
Alex.
Who else?
Graham.
Anybody else want to say?
Molly.
Who else is?
Silver.
Anybody else want to say their name?
Brendan.
Anybody else? Beautiful names you have. You know, God tells us, well, the Bible tells us in the Bible that God knows all of our names and that God calls us by name. Now, I've got to say, I've never heard God's voice say, Carol Ann. Never heard that. So I think that the way we hear God calling us by name is on our hearts. That's exactly right. And our hearts hear God's calling us by name and asking us to do what God wants us to do, to be kind to the people around us, to say nice things, to be helpful. So this week, I want you to listen very carefully to your heart and hear God calling your name and asking you to help God be kind to God's people. So let's have a prayer. Thank you, God, for calling us by name. Help us to hear your call. Amen. All right, you may go to your classes.
Our first reading this morning is from Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. The question about paying taxes. Interesting. That's what it says right here. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent the disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you were sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And he brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is on it, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away.
Thank you.
Our second reading for this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue the nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who called you by name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Taxes. Kingdom. Mighty rulers seems to be a theme this morning and this week, in case you haven't been paying attention. Actually, it's been going on for quite a